Thank you and welcome, everyone. Let's try to take as much of the notes on the chatbot as possible. So unless one wants to sort of totally take notes. So moving quickly to the item number three, upgraded OR sandbox. So finally, we've got the NCBO appliance Zen 0.4 image up and running, and it's accessible as or-03.sim3.net. And with thanks to a huge number of people, most of them on the phone here, a lot of them not on the phone here, and we finally got it up. I mean, after quite a bit of time, actually, for this one, because it wasn't a standard NCBO release that we were working at, and they had to make this for us because we ran a Zen infrastructure and so on and so forth, and there were some miscommunications in between, testing, teething problems, trying to solve virtualization issues, which are not our problem, but sort of the whole world's problem, and we are there. And thanks to Mike, I believe he even uploaded a couple of ontologies on there. So
yes, that one was worse than the last time I looked, but one that has been problematic in the past, both in terms of visualizing, seems to visualize quite well under the latest release, so I was really pleased to see that.
Oh, so visualization is back, search is back, right?
Let's see. I didn't try search. I should do that as the next step.
Okay. And of course, thanks to Ken and Pages and others at Northeastern, some of the customization is done. I believe that's done by your group, right, Ken?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. So there were some exchanges on the side about what customization has been done and what else is missing. Did we have a chance to work on the categorization yet? Or do we know who will step up and take care of those?
I'm willing to do it. I haven't done it yet.
Right. You know, we've sort of documented this whole thing. If we
right. Yeah, the OR sandbox customization.
Right. If there's a page, maybe I actually would love to go onto that page now and review to see if we're missing things as a group. If you're on that page, let's skip all the installation issues and go to purple number 30R7.
Peter?
Yes.
Regarding that categorization, didn't we come up with a preliminary list?
Yes, that's
yeah,
what
okay.
We're going to look at. Are you on the customization page?
I haven't found the purple number yet.
Okay, on the meeting page, purple number is 30SK. The link is at 30SK, or if you look at like 30SJ, then it's the line right below it. There's a link highlighted called OR Sandbox Customization. If you open another tab on that and go to, let me paste the link onto the chat.
Oh, yeah, I've got categories. I've got 2x3p.
Right. Let's go through the other things until and take up categories later when we come to it. So the local customization I can see. Of course, everyone, please open up the instance at OR-03 and click on the browse tab to go to go look at the ontologies there. So the whole first group, banner, logo, those are all done, right, Ken?
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Right. I did notice there's a IPR statement at the bottom where it says powered by BioPortal. Now it says powered by OR and BioPortal.
Yes.
Yeah. However, the link sort of just brings us back to the home page.
Yeah, OR.net. What should it bring you back to?
Okay, so... Oh, so that's an OR.net page. Actually, one of those days, I need to... Yeah, I make a note for myself. Peter to point... We should point OR.net to the OR homepage, right? Agree?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, if you want something else there, it's easy enough to change.
Right, right, right. So rather than, because at the present, OR.net points to the sandbox page, which is one of the instances. Now that we have multiple instances, that's what we should do.
Oh yeah, we should have a
So it would just be the
project
the
page.
Wiki or our project homepage.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, just give me the URL. Put it in.
You could use it. Let's see.
No, I'm actually going to do that at Apache. Would that be more reasonable?
Actually, I assume you were going to use a CNAME and the DNS.
Right, right, right.
And you can redirect it to the openontologyrepository.org.
Yes, yeah.
And then probably there we should look at putting the list of instances, making that easily accessible.
Right, right. But that would be easy because that would be just several lines on the wiki near the top or something.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Mike, do you know how to change the categories?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done that before.
I think there's a link here to the instructions. They're down toward the bottom of the page.
But let's sort of assign that to Mike, the home page.
Yeah, okay. No, that's great. I noticed that the background for the logo is now inconsistent with the background they use. They changed it.
Oh, they changed it.
Who?
BioPortal changed the background.
What background?
If you look at the corner of the new website, it's there's a line between our logo and the rest of the title bar.
You mean looking at BioPortal themselves?
No, looking at our new instance.
Look at the top left corner.
Yeah.
It's the Open Ontology Repository.
Yes.
The background isn't the same as the background of Browse.
Oh. So they got rid of the gradation or whatever.
They got rid of the gradient.
Gradient, yeah. Which is clever. I mean that actually takes time to download.
It actually looks to me like there is still some gradient.
Gradient.
I don't know.
Well, there is a gradient, I guess, but it's different.
Yeah.
Different gradient.
Yeah, they changed the gradient.
That's a problem?
Well.
No, it's just we went through a lot of trouble to get the gradient.
Gradient, right.
Change it. It's really annoying.
Okay. I can understand that part, yes.
Yeah.
So should we go back to what's his name? Eli Hashemi and has him give us another logo?
I don't know.
Or do we want to totally... I mean, actually, should we all totally get out of being on the same color as BioPortal?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to be the same.
For doing that.
Could we just get a transparent graphic there and just paste it on top of whatever they stick there?
Not if the background is a gradient.
They don't have anything. They have some. They have their own logo that they stick there.
It's a little weird. If you go to the BioPortal site, the BioPortal itself, it actually has a different shade than what we have here, as far as I can tell.
A different what?
It's a different shade than either the original logo or the current title bar.
Really?
As far as I can tell, my monitor here, yeah.
Yeah, I suggest we just don't even use, we don't try to match it anymore.
No, I suggest we use a different color, green
color would be nice, yeah.
Red or something. I mean, how do we want, I mean, for those who know the I18N implementation, is color a customizable property? Can someone look?
I don't know in terms of what they're doing here.
Right.
I wouldn't know that. I don't see any reason for us to match it, particularly because other people might want to customize their own way. And it makes it that much harder if everybody has to have the same gradient. And, you know, every time we go to a new version, we need a different gradient.
Right. So Ken, could you document, and maybe since you look at the code more than all of us, find out if the I18N localization stuff supports different colors easily. If it does, then maybe we'll pick our own color. And then also to go to Ali to ask him to give us a different logo when we are ready, when we are prepared.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe even ask Ali to give us a new color since he owns the logo and I guess all related things like picking colors and so on. He's done enough research on that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Capture on the chat, please. Okay, so that looks good, and yeah, Mike, could you capture your action on the categorization?
Yeah.
All right, one last chance to look at categorization before Mike puts it up. The customization page 30RG. Go, going, gone. If not, that will be it.
Wait. What is this, Peter?
The category list that Mike is going to put in is under the customization page, purple number 30RG.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And that's going to be our initial list, right?
Right, right. Let's review. I mean, this is the best chance if you want something in right now. I think we sort of gave this a fairly good look before.
Well, from an ontological perspective, it has a lot of problems, but from an effective perspective, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a meta-ontology by any means. Yeah. I mean, we're just capturing what I think it's kind of the best set of categories to enhance and be more inviting in terms of people submitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Michael, you said it's not, or Ken, you said it's not difficult. Oh, no, Michael knows. Dean, it's not hard to change the list of categories?
Within some bounds, right, yeah.
Some bounds?
Internally, they use some, you know, specific integer numbers for things and things like that, and they do actually provide some support internally for subcategories, although I'm not sure that's really exposed at the user level.
The thing
I noticed is that there's a mix of plural and singular forms here.
Although, you'll probably want to clean that up. Where? Let's...
Maybe. I don't know. I mean... That would probably be a good idea.
So just can we edit now and just clean it up so that at least this is what we're going to go with?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm not editing the customization.
Do you want me to edit it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make it upper ontology and standard.
Well, I don't think, Michael, I don't think in the context of the term standard, it's standards that's usually used, even in the singular case.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm willing to leave it if folks would prefer that. I mean, in some sense, it actually does seem a little, as a grouping of things.
Yeah.
Standard. I don't know. It's something I certainly watch out for.
Just leave it. I think it's,
yeah.
It's good
okay.
as it is.
All right.
One question, under cultural, is it worthwhile to break out the social networking aspect from the rest of the cultural thingies? Would that have sufficient distinction?
That probably makes a lot of sense, given how prevalent those things are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only reason I'm
right.
thinking of that.
Right.
Yeah, but also I've seen, you know, like a fair bit of work on cultural artifacts, ontologies for cultural artifacts.
Right.
Like for museums, et cetera. So that's quite different from social networking as a cultural
right.
ontology.
Yeah, and I assume, I mean, where you put real, under cultural, be it music, art, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, people, social network as a sort of different category probably would be meaningful.
And Michael, are these assignments of categories unique? I.e., can
No, something can be in multiple categories.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, I would actually add just as an example for the standards that would include the W3C recommendations and ISO standards and things like that as well, right?
Sure.
Yep.
I mean, if I was looking for those things, I would not look for them under government or cultural or something, certainly.
Right.
Or commercial, for that matter.
I mean, some of them may fit there as well, but yeah.
But would they, for example, come out on the category list or? The examples are useful, but I just.
Right. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. It's just for our purposes, but. I think maybe just to make that clear.
All right.
You know, ultimately there could be subcategories for those things, which might not actually be a bad idea, but I don't know, maybe it's probably fine the way it is.
Okay, let us know when you've updated.
One other suggestion.
Do we want to split out social networking?
I guess people and social network could be one category.
I'm not quite sure that most of them don't have and. Most of them are one word. So
one word.
I think I would make social networking and include people as an example.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And only other question or suggestion is I noticed there's a literature category distinguished. What about one for music? Would that fall under cultural?
Would literature fall under cultural? Like cultural and then, for example, literature, music, art.
Yeah, performing arts, you know, non-performing arts. Well, painting's a non-performing art usually.
I don't think we want to be too, you know, like over-legislative here. Like I said, this isn't meant to be a meta-ontology.
Right.
To help people
no
identify
to
where should I put my ontology.
I think it could certainly grow as well over time. So,
is it, Meredith, just out of curiosity, let's say if I uploaded something under one category, can I later go in and change to a different category or add another, sort of, since you said it supports multiple categorization,
can
I do that easily?
Yes, you can.
That's good. Then it's less sort of locked in concrete than I thought, which is good. Okay, so much so for that. When you save, then we can move on.
Okay. I'll see. Yeah, I just saved.
Okay. Let's see. Let's refresh. Social networking, for example, people, organizations. So you didn't put literature under cultural?
No. Do I want to do that?
Opinion?
Are there a lot of ontologies that would help describe literature?
I think we can just maybe leave this as it is now, and then hopefully, if, you know, as people add ontologies, we can see how it's actually working.
Yeah.
Or if people complain a lot.
Yeah. But I think we should, you know, again, be more pragmatic on this stance here.
All right. So let's leave as is.
So the only other thing I did was I added W3C, ISO, OMG as examples for standards.
Ah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. If people would go to the OR instance again, homepage. So that's the OR-03 link I just pasted on the chat. In the search and find an ontology, there's like examples. Enter terms, for example, melanoma. Enter ontology name, for example, NCI thesaurus, search resources, and so on. I guess it's helpful for us to relabel those. Question for Ken.
Wait, hold on, Peter.
Yes.
You lost me. What are you looking at now?
Okay, to look at the chat board, click on the last link.
Right, I'm there.
OR03. First thing you see under search, inside the search box.
I see enter term author.
Oh, and, no. I see, yeah, the stuff that's grayed out.
Yeah, grayed out. You have also.
Oh. Yes. Okay. Now I understand.
But, let me ask Michael, what is do you see?
I'm seeing enter term example author.
I have melanoma.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, I'm on. Oh.
You're not on the homepage.
No, I'm on OOR.net. Sorry.
Oh. That's old.
Yeah, sorry. Wrong button.
Yeah, OR.net is the version 2.6.
Yes. I didn't realize I was on the wrong.
Yeah, while we're looking at this, Brian, guys run an instance, or do you run the file portal or do things on file portal under the ORWG people?
No, we don't. We don't do this. We're not down at this level. We're at the level of where we're trying to help design the interface so we can reuse it.
Design the interface, then you design the interface and you feed back to the NCBO team, or?
Right. So we're essentially going to go out and get user feedback on the interface.
Mm-hmm.
We're using, it's pretty hard, we're using use cases that we've collected from our community. And we're going to actually essentially do a requirements validation exercise in January.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So thank you, Brian. So back to I was trying to ask Ken. Ken, are these labels fairly easy to change?
I have to look at the current setup. Determine where they're located. It's going to take a little while to find out exactly how much we can customize easily.
Right. I hope, I mean, it's part of the sort of I18N customization stuff. So could you make a note and look, and then when you find it, enter something more friendly? I mean, and non-biomedical.
Yeah, I'll just look at the...
Yeah.
What are you going to use for an example, though? You're just going to get into more problems. Because you're trying to appeal to all audiences, right?
We are particularly trying to appeal to non-biomedical audience.
Yeah, but that's an open, that's 90% of the rest of the world. So.
Right.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, no. What would be a better one?
How about Dublin Core? Or
Public Core or FOF or FOF?
Yeah, FOF.
Yeah, something like that.
Something where we can find in there.
Yeah, FOF would be good for this. Yeah.
FOF. Yeah, I think that would be a lot better.
Or W3C. Anything that's fairly well known.
Right. Or some more friendly term in Dolce or Sumo.
If you start typing under Find Ontology, it'll actually enumerate the ontologies that are available. That's kind of nice.
Typing where?
If you start typing in the Find Ontology box.
Find. Yeah, I was typing on search.
The search one.
Search is just for a term.
That's so you can search for a person here and actually get credit.
What did you type?
Person.
Person on Find Ontology?
Yeah, under the search. I didn't look at Find Ontology. I was just doing the search all ontologies.
Oh.
So there's only two that are loaded. And unfortunately, GeoSparkle doesn't visualize. Mm-hmm. So that may be a bug report for the BioPortal folks.
Okay, so look for biomedical terminal.
Oh, we should for a restart and see if that, sometimes that clears some of these things.
Yep.
So I'm sorry, I have to go to another teleconference, so.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays. See you next week.
Yeah, happy holidays. Okay, let's move quickly. Another 10 minutes or so, we need to quit. Anyway,
Peter, if I may.
Yes.
I just typed in a term in the term search box, and nothing seems to be happening. Particularly, I typed in Sparkle. I was hoping the GeoSparkle ontology would pop up.
Yeah, I got nothing. No results found, and I just.
I didn't get any response at all.
Is it search as a term, or are you searching for an ontology?
A term.
A term.
Yeah.
So you clicked on the search box? Search button, or did you just hit carriage return?
Both. And it's just...
No, I put like person, and then I click search, and a whole bunch of things show up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm getting results as well.
Maybe the Raytheon network is being very secure.
Are you looking at or-03.sim3.net?
Yes. Yes.
It works.
With the gradient problem and everything in the upper left-hand corner, yes.
Let's move on.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I did have one bit of feedback that I'd really like for other people to try as well. When you click on sign in and then sign up for an account.
Yeah.
This time, and I think the last time I did it, after the create account, I got an error, but it actually did create the account. So it would be really useful if other people could also try that.
Could you document that on the chat?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, Michael, I just tried creating an account for myself on this, and I got in the upper left-hand corner below the logo, errors on form, invalid account name / password combination.
Well, I think you probably did use the same value or something like that.
Say again? What'd you say, Peter? Michael?
Did you actually fill in the field?
Yes.
With unique values and stuff?
I thought they were unique, yes.
That's fair. I mean, that sounds like it's a validation issue rather than a submit.
Okay.
Okay, let's document that there's a sort of possible error.
I'm typing in right now.
And we can sort of talk more. Moving on, going back to the page, the meeting page. Technical issues. So far, the box is sitting in my home office. And I was at the data center, but I didn't move the data, move the box over, for one reason. I still have some critical issue, like yesterday or day before yesterday when I had a power outage, I had to restart from console, which means I need access to the machine. And Mike Dean is going to help me, look into that. And once I get past that, I could move the box over to the data center. Customization issues, we've talked about planning additional instances of OOR. So as of now, I mean, I had the discussion with Mike. What I'm going to bring up soon after we understand enough of this is to bring up two more instances. One that would become sandbox, and one, so let's say OR03 is one instance, then there will be two more instances. One, let's assuming OR03 is the sandbox, then I'll bring up one more instance that will be our baseline for development, so dev.or.net, and then I'll also bring up one more instance for the so-called people, because they have some customization to make, and they might sort of their path might branch. And as Mike also correctly pointed out, since BBN is doing federation, having two running instances besides the dev box, that would allow us to test federation would be quite ideal. So that's the plan. Any additional thoughts? Question?
Are all those instances going to be running in sort of the same location, spatial location?
What do you mean by spatial location? My home?
Well, wherever they're running. I mean, Michael, is one running at BBN up in Cambridge?
I think we're thinking about running it at instead of BBN. It actually would have been Roslyn instead of Cambridge anyway.
Okay. Well, no, the only question with Federation, one of the issues that you can run into if all the instances are sort of geolocated in the same data center or same small network, you may not uncover problems you would see if you have to go across the network and across WANs and such.
Right. That's a good point. But I think the logistical factors outweigh those at this point.
Understood.
I can keep one at the home office.
Well, one option is I can run a VMware image at home myself too. So that's another level that I can federate to.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and that's one of the things that I've kind of planned to keep on doing for development and experimentation.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Let's say if CIM3 is running three instances, it might be helpful. I mean, I keep two of the instances at the data center and one at the home office. Of course, the data center has 100 megabits per second into the internet backbone.
Mm-hmm.
My home office has like maybe 10 megabits for the user. 10 megabits upload and maybe 1.5 megabit download. So essentially 1.5 megabits. It's not huge, but it's effective.
That would probably be good for testing.
Yeah. So maybe should I run the development box at home? That would be more useful too, because I mean, if it crashes or things and we need console access, I mean, I'm much more ready to help you if it's at my home than if you want me to drive 40 miles to the data center.
Right.
I think that answers that question real fast.
Is that sort of general consensus?
Well, if you'd be willing to volunteer, Peter, that would be great.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually call that the CIM3SM1 location. That is San Mateo.
Okay.
Yeah, the data center is CIM3-FMT1. It's a Fremont location. So.
Oh.
All right, that passes. No more additional instances in that people are thinking of. So contemplating planning possible issues, review content planning. So now that we're almost ready, how could we get people to re-upload their content and so on and so forth? And particularly, there are actually ontologies that are on BioPortal that are useful. I mean, even SOR. I mean, not the NCI thesaurus or stuff, but there are things that are fairly generic that I think, for example, Gary Burke-Cross says it was useful even when he started with the SOCOP stuff. So along the line of content, any suggestion that we could sort of quickly bring the OOR sandbox up to par? I guess SOCOP is done because SOCOP has their own agenda.
For some of the things like the upper ontologies, it would be really nice for us to import those from the OOR rather than loading them ourselves.
Yeah, are you talking about migrating from older versions of OOR or totally new things?
I guess people will have to totally upload them again.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll have to make a drive to go back to people who used to run those and say, we're ready, please upload again.
That probably would be the best approach.
Yes, we need a sort of champion.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of a sort of a transition point of whether, you know, you necessarily need the author to upload the ontology or you just, they sort of mix the terms in BioPortal, you know, where it's author or contact.
Okay, so for now, as I think we defined that before, for the sandbox, we don't care.
Right.
For the production box.
That's a good idea to get things going.
Yeah, for the production box, we would. But the production box differ from the sandbox by having a gatekeeper.
Right.
So now we are only talking about sandbox. So just get people uploading.
Mm-hmm.
So would anyone like to step up?
Well, I'll be working with Gary to do the.
But you will probably be more focused on the SOCOP thing.
Right, right.
How about Ken?
What do you want me to do?
Sort of make a drive to get people re-upload what they used to upload before and then make a drive for more ontology uploads. Maybe.
On the sandbox? I mean, which?
On the sandbox.
Because we're still, you know, working on that and customizing it.
But the customization, I mean, the only thing that really...
I mean, I just found a bug and we have to fix it.
Yeah, we definitely want the categorization to be in before we ask. But I assume that would be fairly fast, right?
Right, we should have the categorization and... We should try to, you know, do a little testing to see if there are any other problems and bugs.
Okay.
That we can try to clean up before we start having out, you know, everybody in general starts.
So customized categorization and more testing.
More testing, yeah,
need
would be
to be in place before we make content drive. Right?
Right, but
so that
will be done soon.
Yeah, yeah. Let's maybe aim at customization and testing in December and then content drive in January, starting with our January team meeting. How about that?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't expect that there's going to be a lot of activity over the Christmas break.
Anyway, yeah. So the first meeting in January is what? 12, is 103.
I'm going to be out that week, but I know that should be a big factor. That's a big factor.
Okay.
Yeah, January 3rd, I won't be able to make.
Oh, no. Who else can't make January 3rd? Maybe we should reschedule that.
Probably.
The 10th would be okay because the 10th, I'm proposing the 17th for the next metadata workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the date that seemed to work for everyone, so the 10th would still be available, and I'm available on the 10th.
Okay, then let's sort of give ourselves a longer break. And so January 3rd, we have no meeting. January 10th will be the team meeting, and 17th would be the metadata?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Decision. No meeting January 3rd. First team meeting of the year. 10th at a data workshop. Okay, please check the chat to make sure I got that right.
That looks right to me.
Yep. So I guess that we run out of time and we got a lot done. So happy holidays, everyone.
You
happy
too.
Holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Anything else? Last chance. If not, that's it. And
thank you.
Okay.
See you next year.
Bye.
Oh, and in the meantime, I mean, we would need customization and testing and lots of email exchange, either on the list or off list, and to get us ready. All right.
Peter, just so I get it straight, O3 instance is the sandbox for playing with, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, once it gets moved to the data center, it will be renamed as Sandbox. O3 is just sort of a temporary label. I mean, probably eventually it'll still have a sort of canonical name, probably still called O3 for identification. But after it's moved to the data center, I will label that as Sandbox as well.
Okay.
So play around. I mean, upload things. Test it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.